This is Melinda.
Yes, hi. My name is Elijah. I see that you opted in for a customer service call back.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what company this is.
Well, I just work with a third-party call center that works with over 400 companies.
Okay, because I got a bunch of charges on my credit card, and I did not buy anything, and I'm trying to figure out what this is for.
Yes, so can I start by getting your zip code to see if I can locate an account, ma'am?
Yeah, 59101.
Okay, what's your first name?
Melinda.
Kaiser?
Yes.
Okay, while your account loads, can I get a confirmation on your address, please?
I really don't want to give any more information here.
Okay. Oh, hold on 1 second while it loads.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, so I have your account pulled up, and are you talking about the most recent charge of 6732?
Yeah, on 1117 and then on 1114, there was $5.74.
Yes, I see one for November 10th for $5.74 for a generator.
For a generator?
Yes.
Okay, is this through Ace by chance?
Is this, the website that's popping up is bestadvantagediscountshop.com. And
okay, I didn't order a generator, that's why I kind of wondered. So that, what's the 574 for?
That's
generator?
For the generator, yes.
Okay,
well, I think it was for
732 for.
Okay, so I think you entered a contest to win a generator. Hold on 1 second. Let me go through the terms and conditions. Yeah, so you entered a contest to win a generator, ma'am. So, and the 6732 was for, yes, you basically entered a contest to win a generator. So every 30 days, you'll be billed $67.32 for entering another drawing for a generator.
So I'm going to get charged this every 30 days?
Well, I can cancel it right now, so you won't be charged anymore.
Yeah, and that's not what I signed up for. It was through Ace Hardware, and they asked for a survey, and that it was for the postage of $5.74. Now I know what it was for. It was $5.74. It was not a contest or anything. It was a survey thing that I did, and because I did the survey, it automatically said it would send this prize for doing the survey, and I had to pay the postage of $5.74. So I did not okay any of the rest of this to come out. So the 574, yes, but the 6732 on 1117 I want canceled also. And I want it refunded. And I'm sorry, I know you're not the one that put that through, but that is not what I signed up for. I remember doing this now, and it was for Ace Hardware here in Billings. And They also said they would call me if I needed to pick that up in Billings at our store. That's 2 blocks away from me.
Yes, so what I can do is, hold on 1 second, let me get something typed up real quickly about it.
Okay. Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay, sorry. Thought I lost you.
Yes, so I have my notes typed up, and what I can do is offer you a 35% refund of the $67.32, which in amount would be $23.56, ma'am.
I didn't authorize that to come out, is the problem. So, in a way, that is fraud altogether. I'm sorry, and I know it's not you, but I did not authorize that. All I authorized was the 574, which was postage.
Yes, but since you didn't read the terms and conditions, that mean that you just checked the box saying you understood them. That's why you was charged $67.32.
That's fine. Go ahead and do that and take me off that list, please.
Okay, hold on 1 second while I get your refund
And
processed.
cancel that so that it does not do that again.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. So that refund was processed successfully in the amount of $23.56, and I've canceled all reoccurring payments and canceled all billing charges and everything else. Would you like a
Thank you.
cancellation number?
Yes, please.
C as in Cal, 262-628-418.
I appreciate your help. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.